Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Let's turn in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Last week we talked about not worrying and not getting stressed out. Today, we'll just look at a few more thoughts about praying. If I can find back to the Matthew 6, 6. Yes, ma'am. I have five P words about prayer, and it's not the word prayer. Number one out of Matthew chapter 6 is, it says, let's read the verse. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Let's pray. Lord, give us a blessing from thoughts from your word. And may you be glorified. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So, from Matthew, look at those words. When you pray, there is a period of praying, a period of time in praying. So, when you think, read those words, when you pray, think of we should have a period of prayer. And it tells us to go into your inner room. The second P word is a place. Maybe sometimes one maybe prayer problems for us at home is because we don't have a particular place. That's been said many times. The habit for human beings of being in one particular place can be a good thing. Can also be a bad time thing at times, but in prayer, maybe if you have one particular place that you go to pray, it might help you to remember. So having a time that you pray, that period, and secondly, a place that you pray can be a help to our prayer lives. The next part of the verse says, and pray to your Father who is in secret. Privacy. There can be a lot of distractions when we start to pray, especially that's one of Satan's tricks. Season of prayer, or even in our regular prayer daily, a particular time and a particular place, and make sure you have the privacy that you need just to talk with God so you don't get distracted. And your Father who sees what is done in secret, that's also remembering that you're praying to a person. The object of your prayer is to the Father himself. And that person, and we've already talked about how powerful, how gracious and full of grace and all that he is. It's pretty dynamic having an opportunity to pray to God, but yet, in the human way of thinking, we get busy with stuff and we get too busy with things and we get troubled by things. And the first thing that goes is our time of prayer in a lot of cases. So let's not be distracted and let's remember that we have a very important person whom we're praying to who's listening to our prayers. But then the last part of the verse says, he will reward you. This is remembering God's promises. The fact of reward is something that we learn from as a child. I will give you a reward if you do such and such. Well, our Father not only will reward us, but we'll get the reward of knowing that because of his promises, we have something that we can rely on. And that's the five P's. The time that we pray, the place, the privacy, the person, and the promises.